Simply Done, the podcast network.
Okay, you're an ignorant fuck.
I'm an ignorant fuck?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, fuck. You don't need me on the show then. Go fuck yourself.
Oh my God, this song. Is this song playing in anyone else's head right now?
Yeah, it is.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, it's your old pal, Don Barris.
You're not so old, Dan.
But who are you, then?
Oh, I'm old.
You're who?
Mole, dude.
Oh, hey,
your
Mole.
Best friend.
Mole, Don. His name is not Dan, by the way. His name is Don.
Just say your fucking name.
And my fucking name is Scary Perry. That's right, Perry Caravello.
Perry S. Caravello.
Scary Perry Caravello.
For people who haven't heard the podcast before, I'm Scaremaster's best friend.
Yeah,
I'm
right. Don. Yeah, you think you're my best friend.
I'm the guy that I'm Mole's best friend and Perry's best friend.
You guys
and are together
gaming.
We are the
Big Three.
But I think it's more about a friendship. Three friends getting together, just talking about things in pop culture and
what
our own personal lives.
Yeah, pussy.
You ready to get right into guy talk?
Not my girls. Hey, Don, let me ask you something. Do you know anything about what's going on with Hank Greenberg?
Your ex? Is he your manager?
He was supposed to be my manager. Not my manager, my agent.
Is that guy okay?
I don't know. Somebody Facebooked me and said that he got killed.
What?
In a plane crash on the way to Ireland.
No way.
Are you serious?
And isn't Hank Greenberg involved with Dominic Monaghan?
Yes.
Were they going to Ireland?
I don't know. Is Dominic here in town or is he?
Dominic's become the bug king.
Yeah, he loves his bugs.
I didn't know there were bugs in Ireland.
I've heard that there were.
There's bugs all over the planet.
What kind of bugs are there?
Oh, look at you. Aren't you a bug?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Aren't you? You're my bug. You bug me all the time.
I
don't bug you all the time.
I got you. He messed you up,
Stan. I try to fucking never talk to you ever. That's what I try not to do.
You try not to bug me.
I try not to talk to you, period.
Well, if you don't want to talk to me, then why the fuck do you bug me?
I don't bug you at all. I tell your manager, fucking Nick, to have you here at a certain time, and you're always here 45
minutes. I'm on time. That's called being on time.
That's 45 minutes early. That's what you always do. You're so fucking early.
It's called being on that's being on time.
No, it isn't.
When you go to a job, and if you're 2 minutes late, they fucking fire you. But when you go to the job and you're anywhere between 2 minutes early to an hour early, they love you. They love you because they know that you're dedicated to the job that you are there for.
Well,
when I was a grocery clerk, I used to show up between 30 minutes to between 15 and 30 minutes
early.
Do the lucky joke. What lucky joke?
Where you blow the manager.
I didn't blow no fucking manager.
Joke you do.
Oh God. Oh man, you mean in my original, my very first stand-up?
Classic first album.
Yeah. Let's see.
The Lucky's manager asked
you guys
me
doing?
To blow.
Shut up. How you guys doing? I'm doing.
Doing pretty good. Start off with everybody wake up early. Mornings are for assholes.
Let me try to remember how the.
Yeah. I work at Lucky's. Manager said, hey, why don't you give me a...
You know
DJ?
What, fucker? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth so I can remember the way the bit
yeah,
opens
that's what
up.
We need. We need you to just talk about nothing to open the show.
It's not easy
Forget
for me to
that.
Remember this.
It's not easy. It's your fucking bit.
It's a bit that I haven't touched in, God, ages. I should go back to the bit, huh?
No.
You got to remember it. You got to remember it before you go back to it,
it's
dude.
It's terrible.
I kind of still like it.
I haven't.
Do a fresh take on it. You know what you do? Instead of Lucky's, make it Whole Foods. Go, I blew the man to a Whole Foods.
I didn't blow. Fag it! Shut your mouth, motherfucker! I never blew anyone!
Which reminds
us. In the joke you did.
Okay, this is getting a little tiresome.
Yeah, and all these motherfuckers will call me up on the fucking phone.
It's not my
fault.
And
send me Facebook messages. And shut the fuck out your phone. You don't want to put it all out there. You son of a bitch. You put it all out there on the fucking comedy store. To the fucking internet, you fucking asshole.
I did this.
Yes.
The lucky joke?
He didn't do any joke. He's not even a funny guy.
Who is it?
You! Who are you? You're both your own funny, you fuckers!
What
you
did I do?
Suck!
What the fuck is your problem today? What is your problem?
He's got a lot of energy. You
got to
figure out what's going on inside there, Scare Master. Clearly there's some stuff in your head.
On. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you this right now. I don't like it. At all.
I don't like it at all.
Why do you act gay when you do that?
Why do you act gay when you do that?
I don't do anything, you fuck. Is it going to be one of those shows, Perry?
Whew.
You want to end the show? You want to end it, Perry? You want to end it? I'm so sick of this fucking thing anyway. You want to end it? And I'll tell you the truth. Mole, your manager ain't anybody easy to deal with either.
Sorry, dude.
So I got you and your manager. What is it, Anthony? I got those two people. Fucking unbelievable.
Check this out. Look at
that. What is that?
That finger's mugging that finger.
Yeah, I see. Why would you do that on your fingers?
I was doodling.
Okay.
See, he's a right. Mugger finger. He's got a knife.
All right, let's get to the show, okay? Enough bullshit.
You mean we're doing a show?
Oh.
Hey, let me ask you a question, dude.
I want to find out more about the Hank Greenberg thing.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I'm asking.
And I want to hear the lucky, I'm sorry, the Whole Foods joke.
There is no Whole Foods joke. I never worked for Whole Foods. It would be a nice market to work in.
Why don't you?
I'm not in
I mean, go there and work out material.
Listen to me. I don't work in the grocery store business anymore.
But you did. And when you
I did.
Okay, how did the joke go? My manager came over to me. I was bagging up some groceries.
This doesn't go like that, you moron.
And I said, take it out. Got to go take a leak, boss. He said, you don't have to tell me every time you have to go. Just go. And I said, wow.
That's not.
Got itself in a great big hurry.
I don't remember the joke that way. I remember it more like this. Hey, what are you doing there? How would you like to box this? And the manager pulled out his cock, and Perry says, sure, I've already got the reputation of being queer. I might as well do it. Now, that's funny.
No, the manager...
The setup doesn't go along with the punch.
Okay, let's write you a joke. Maybe that's what we should
the
help
manager
you
manager was...
You guys are the lousiest joke writers on the planet.
You think so?
I know so.
I remember when I went, the manager goes, hey, Scare Master, have you stocked these? And you went... These what? These nuts.
Really? That's how?
If I'm going to stock some D's, there are going to be some D-cup titties.
Yeah.
That's what I stuck in. Yeah,
there you go.
There you go. You're on a roll. That's funny.
34, 36, 38, 40s. Oh.
Yeah. Boy. Guy talk.
Those are my titties.
Do you think you're going crazy?
Going or coming back from?
When were you crazy?
80.
Do you know who Frances Farmer was?
No.
She was raped in an insane asylum. You should say that you were raped. Look at how well the Randy Callahan joke has worked for you.
That's not worked for me at all.
You don't think
it
so?
It works for you because you think it's funny
Who is the guy that has tried to get people to stop talking about it online?
Me.
Me.
Pretty much Dan, Scare Master. You're the one who always brings it up.
It's the other way around.
I didn't bring it up today.
Liar.
Liar. When did I bring it up today?
You just did now.
I didn't bring it up now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Let me also mention another subject that really offends me.
Okay.
The Sudan.
The Sudan and Syria? Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
Okay, then who?
We got a young lady that I got an email on Facebook. She's from Jersey Shore, the TV show on MTV.
Yeah.
Sweet, lovable little Nicole Snooki.
Okay, do you really believe that she's gotten in touch with you? Do you really believe that?
Listen to me a moment.
I'm asking you if you really believe she got in touch with you.
She's the one that got on the my Scary Perry Caravello fan page. She was
really?
The first one that joined
really?
That site.
So you really believe that's her?
I should hope so.
Do you really believe that it's her? Yes
I
no?
say yes.
Okay, what if I told you it wasn't? I haven't even seen it, but what if I knew positively that it wasn't? We should have bet the $800,000 on this bet.
Can we still?
No, we already lost that.
Oh, God.
I'm saying Snooki did not call you. She did
she
not...
didn't call me?
Right. What is she?
I don't know her phone number.
Okay. It was probably JWoww or Dina.
Playing a joke on Snooki?
Totally.
That. All right,
That's what they do, dude. That's what they do. They want to get you to act like you're going to hook up with
them. Oh, yeah.
No,
wrong, asshole.
Pregnant, and it's somebody else. It's Dina who's sending you stuff, and you're going to go, this is going to be a total grenade.
Oh, she's got a margarita with two Coronas being poured into the margarita,
whoa,
and she's drinking
second.
That fucking drink.
That might be.
While she's pregnant, that picture... Dude, that is scary. The girl is pregnant, and I don't want to see this baby be born.
And this is coming from a really good father, too, in Perry, right?
What?
You are a really good father, so these are words of wisdom.
I try to be. I mean, even though my daughter's in the military, I don't know where she's at or nothing. I let her do her own thing and stuff, and we talk on in emails.
Okay, but we're talking about Snooki right now. Let's get back to that.
Let's talk about, yeah, I want to talk about my Snooki.
Do you really, really believe that Snooki has been getting in touch with you?
I have no idea.
And what proof would you have that you think that there's even a possibility that Snooki is getting in touch with you?
Snooki has not emailed me. She joined Scary Perry Caravello's fan page.
Did she think?
You know what's cool? You know what's cool?
She was the first
right.
one that
know,
joined that
know,
fan
right
page
now,
when I first created it.
We are talking pop culture and our own personal lives.
What are we talking about mainly, though?
So, well, Facebook and Snooki is pop culture, and Scaremaster thinking that it's Snooki on Facebook is his personal life.
All right. Well, that's what this
okay.
show is. We talk about our personal life and about pop culture, and that's where we are unique.
Okay. I just fear for that baby. You know, it's not
okay.
born yet or nothing.
Let's not talk about that. We don't give a shit about her baby. Do you really care?
Well, the baby, my daddy. I would be fucking, I'd feel bad for her and the baby.
You sound pretty like you feel bad for her. It's pretty, you know, sensitive.
I mean, I have a heart for women
Snooki's
that
baby.
Are pregnant. And yeah, Snooki's baby.
You like Snooki's baby?
And I don't want...
Whoa!
Fucked up.
Are you telling us that? Are you telling us what I think you're telling us?
What?
That you're the father?
I'm not the
then
father.
Why are you saying
that?
It
because
like
I care about people.
Oh, well, suddenly, all of a sudden, everything's about Snooki's baby. Scaremaster, are you going to be a daddy again?
That is something.
Not again.
Else.
No.
Are you finally
no.
going to give your daughter that
brother
or
sister
that she's wanted?
She's already got three sisters.
Yeah, but that's with another dude.
Yeah.
That's with her mother's.
Not, because no matter what, no matter how disgraceful you've been to her, her name is still
disgraceful.
Caramello.
And did
Caravello.
And did she
C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. Not an M like a moron. Not a K like a Ku Klux Klan member.
You are really in a bad mood today.
Did your daughter ever end up hooking up with Rucka Ruck Ali?
I would have liked
she's
to.
She's in the military.
Oh, so she can't fuck because she's in the military?
She's not. She can fuck any of those fucking guys.
You know, 6% of the active military are on antidepressants.
I did not know that.
I don't know what. What I have no idea where she is.
10,000 active duty Army troops taking prescribed antidepressive and narcotic sedatives, antipsychotics, and anti-anxiety.
Do you think your daughter is close to being married?
I don't know.
Let's say that you met like some guy that had been fucking your daughter a little bit. How would you handle that?
I already did. I met a boyfriend back in when I was out there with my skateboards. Back in when was I out there last? Christ.
The 90s?
I think 2008.
Really?
I think I was there.
You saw her then and you met her boyfriend?
Yeah, I met her boyfriend then.
How did she introduce you to her boyfriend?
Daddy!
It's my daddy. I'm daddy's little... Did she wear a daddy's little girl t-shirt?
Yeah, right.
Wow, that must have been intense. That was in... That was in...
No, that was when... Yeah, in 2008 I was out there.
You should actually do
Texas.
That.
That was in Texas?
Yes.
In Austin?
San Antonio. Pflugerville. That's the east suburb, the northeast suburb of Austin.
So what did you talk to your daughter's boyfriend about? Did you talk about the movie Windy City Heat?
No, we talked about different family stuff. I don't remember. I mean, my dad and my stepmom were there and everything.
Your dad was.
Which also reminds me, because I've been trying to get to this. You just mentioned your dad. And of course, as we know, your dad was a naval hero. He was a cook in the Navy.
The most beloved cook in the Navy.
On the boat.
Quite possibly. Sonny Cookie Caramello. And if you didn't hear the story, February 6th, he had the plug pulled. And we've been doing a weekly follow-up to see how he is. What is today's Cookie Caramello update?
Tippity roll!
Well, the update on my dad is he's getting healthier.
Have you talked to him?
Talked to him yesterday.
What did he say? Was he like, what's up?
No, he's not like that. He is not like that. He's real weak. And he can't talk for a long time, but he is getting healthier.
Many years ago, if I remember correctly, you told me that your father hated all races and he was like very close to being a member of the KKK.
Oh, shut up.
Is that not true?
That's not true.
What does he think about black people?
My father gets along with everybody.
The truth.
I just told you, he gets along with everybody.
All right, then we'll cut that whole thing out then.
Hey, what's your daughter's boyfriend's name?
I don't know who she's dating anymore.
What's her name, Christine?
My daughter's Christina.
Does she listen to the podcast, do you think?
I have no idea.
Have you ever told her about it?
It's all over the internet. Of course she knows.
So were you Facebook friends with her?
No, she didn't get on Facebook.
Twitter?
Yahoo. Her Yahoo address.
Yeah, she just has an email.
Yeah, that's all she does. She has a Yahoo address and that's it.
Well, if Christina, is it still Caramello?
Caravello, jerky!
So if Christina Caravello is out there, join me and become my Facebook friend. By the way, as you know, Sirhan Jr. Hacked into my Facebook account, so I've got a new one. Get back to Don Barris, try to be my friend, get updates, see pictures of my penis with warts on them, all the fun stuff that you saw on the previous Facebook page. Come to the new one. We did the cookie caramel
so
update.
Can I ask you about the old?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Can I ask you about what happened with the old page? Did you lose everything?
What's that?
Did you lose everything?
Yes.
Do you have it on
Scaremaster?
Excuse me.
No, excuse me. You're the one with your bad computer who killed Dan.
That's what.
Do you have it on? Do you have all the stuff on CDs?
Like CDs pictures? Nuts. Yeah.
Call back.
Can
I just say one thing? You were putting down our comedy before. Classic callback bit right there, done by Walter Molinsky.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
See, now that's funny comedy.
Do you have pictures on disc and stuff?
What?
Do you have your pictures, stored on discs and things?
No.
You don't have, or are they just stored in the phone?
Nope. I wanted them all on Facebook, and now Facebook is gone. I have no more pictures.
You lost everything.
I lost everything and $250,000.
How did you lose $250,000?
Yeah, you kept that money on that PayPal thing. Facebook, I told you not to have that.
Because I had put all my money into the Facebook credit union, and when my Facebook page was hacked into, they took all that money out. I was trying to save to buy a car.
You were robbed.
Yeah.
Sue Mark Zuckerberg for that money.
Who's Mark Zuckerberg?
He's the one that owns Facebook.
We're going to go to the portion of the show where the listener at home can be involved. And this is one of our favorite... Why do you got a cough in the middle of something?
I'm sorry.
I was trying to say that this is what the people out there love to be part of, because this is where you can get in touch with us, give us $10, and give us a shout-out, because it's time once again for the... $10 shout-out.
Oh, yes.
$10 shout-out.
If you've never heard the show before, if you want to be part of it, all you got to do is send $10 cash. What can't they send, Mole?
Gum?
No.
Ducks?
Well, no.
Use diapers?
No, that's not funny. What Mole was saying was funny, and you judge Mole's comment? Use diapers.
But you can't, or you shouldn't.
That's hack shit. No, you can't send checks, money orders, anything. It's $10 cash. You send that $10 cash to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. And that's number 153. So send that to us, and we will give you a shout-out on the air. Now, we don't have many shout-outs today. All right, here's our first one. Dear Big Three, I don't wish to reveal my name. I think after you read my letter, you'll understand why. I'm a successful actor, but my acting career almost never happened. When I first arrived in Hollywood, I needed help, so I called Randy Callahan, a casting agent I knew. When I went to Randy's office and asked for help, he gave me a sly grin and said, "Sure, I can help you on one condition." Then he unzipped his pants. I had never really thought about being with another man before, but I guess I wanted to be a star so badly. After some soul-searching, I agreed, but I demanded that there will be no blowjobs, only handjobs. I also insisted that his receptionist be in the office with us, so I would have something to look at. I must have really pleased Randy, because the next day I had three auditions. Since then, I've made movies with Jennifer Love Hewitt, Scarlett Johansson, Hilary Swank, Christina Applegate, Marissa Tomei, and Angelina Jolie. Then one of the pilots I was in got picked up and my character caught on like gangbusters. Hint, hint. I even went with Randy's receptionist, Heidi. Let me tell you, that bitch did everything, and I mean everything. All I did was jerk Randy off, and I did a real great job. Perry actually blew Randy and swallowed all of his cum.
What? What? You lying motherfucker?
All right.
What?
All right, I'm not saying this. I'm reading what this says. Oh, well. You win some, you lose some, I guess. Maybe the next guy Randy blows should get him an audition on a TV pilot. Thanks for your discretion, Big Three. I would hate for anyone to know that I was ever involved in such a disgusting and pathetic act. All right, that was one. Mole, you want to read one right here?
Yeah, okay. That was interesting, though.
Why does that story sound familiar?
It's the same guy, the scary story.
Oh, that's
when
right.
When he does that joke about the guy...
I don't do any jokes about the guy. There's no joke. It's disgusting. What he did to me, okay? Being raped 20 years ago.
Why do you have such a grim-looking face? By the way, speaking of that, if I can remind people of this, don't forget, things are set in gold now. As you know, we got our sponsor with Neil Leeds. We are going to have the big show, and that's going to be June 25th at the world-famous Comedy Store. Inside the main room, we're going to do two podcasts that night. We're going to have celebrity guests. We're going to have numerous surprises, and we're going to start selling tickets. $10, you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard. You're going to get the souvenir ticket, but it's only $10. It's going to be $15 the day of the show. So start buying those tickets for June 25th. Now, that's a Monday night. It's the 25th. And then the 26th, which is the actual anniversary of you doing what you did to get ahead in show business with Randy, we will bring
It's called getting in trouble. And I didn't do anything. It's what he did to me.
Okay, we just...
Stop making it look like what I did to him. It's what he did to me.
Fine, exactly. He raped you. But we call it the holiday to shorten things. So the holiday will be... June 25th, but on the 26th, we'll open champagne bottles and celebrate just like it's New Year's Eve. Now, Mole, you had another letter right there.
Yeah. The thing is, it's so sad that, that he hand-raped Scaremaster. But Scaremaster, you were young.
I didn't blow the guy, you jag-off.
I didn't say
he
you
blew
did.
Me.
I had
to,
you did.
And I had to jerk him off right. to get the fucking...
I said he hand-raped you. And the... But you were so strong back then. I can't believe a casting agent would be so much stronger than you. That's a weird thing. Anyway,
well, after my next surgery and the fucking blood clot, I lost all my strength.
We thought you were much stronger then.
I was stronger then.
Let him do the $10
But not as strong as that dude. That dude's much stronger than you. Hey, Dan Mole and Scaremaster. Love the podcast. If it's okay, I'd like to give a special thank you shout out to Terrifying Tim for letting us kids from the orphanage spend a day with him at his mansion estate. Tim was super cool and really down to earth. That is when he wasn't catching air on his skateboard. The performance he put on the pool that day can only be rivaled by Tony Hawk and possibly young Perry Caramello. Afterwards, we watched the sunset, and that's when Tim told us orphans the secret of his success. I can't say what it is because it's a secret. And I would sooner stick my D in a mousetrap than betray Tim's trust. Anyway, I'm hoping Perry can visit the orphanage for my 10th birthday. He wouldn't have to show us any skateboard tricks since we all know what happened the last time he got on a board. But maybe he could swing by and watch All Dogs Go to Heaven with us. It's our favorite movie, and I'm guessing it's his favorite, too, since it combines his two passions, dogs and the supernatural. Your friend, Jacob, Sunny Times Orphanage, Bakersfield, California. I drew a picture of Perry to put in his refrigerator.
Bakersfield.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture. Who was that from again? It's from Sunny Times Orphanage, Bakersfield, California. Jacob. All right, Perry, why don't you read this last one? That's for you.
This one you should have read. What? Dear Dan, after a thorough review of your previous Big Three podcast, I've found proof positive, but not HIV positive, that Perry is yet again lying to the entire Big Three fan base during every show.
What?
I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to go through the truth. He claims he isn't gay. But in the November 5th, 2010 podcast entitled Gay Bullied, Perry states that since Andy Dick is bisexual, he pays for sex. If we were to turn that statement around, it scientifically proves that Perry himself is bisexual. That's B-U-Y, sexual fucker. Not B-I. B-U-Y, I buy pussy, okay? I pay for the chicks I fuck. I take them to dinner, I'll take them to breakfast, and then I take them to my house.
And then you give them money.
Sometimes if they need it. When I had it, now I don't give anybody any money.
Are you dating her
allow
right
me,
now?
Allow me to break down the evidence for your consideration. Perry claims that Andy Dick pays for sex because he is a bisexual. Perry then reveals on the December 18th, 2010 podcast entitled Auditions that he paid Victoria Givens for sex. Since Perry paid for sex, it stands to reason that he too is bisexual. Now,
I get what he's saying.
Now that Perry has just been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be bisexual, this seems to cast a disturbing new light on the Randy Callahan incident of 1992. With the 20th anniversary celebration fast approaching, I felt obligated to share this recent discovery with you and all the fans. Sincerely, Chris Durham. Chris Durham? Why the fuck would he write me something like this?
I don't know who Chris Durham is.
The guy on Facebook.
Now, did you have anything you wanted to say?
About that?
What you said is you were going to read that letter, then you were going to give your own opinion. What is your own opinion?
Well, as Chris Durham wrote it in the letter about being bisexual, yeah, you take a girl out on a date, you pay for the meal, you pay for where you're going, like to the movies or to a play or to a concert or
what
whatever.
What movie are you guys going to?
I'm not going to any movies anymore.
Why'd you say that? Yeah, you just
when you go to the movies, I mean.
He just said it, man.
I mean, now, like now.
Hunger Games?
Well, like if you go see Hunger Games.
Is that movie worth seeing?
You know what? I don't know.
Or the Aviators.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, well then, that's today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Okay, wait, is that the phone call? Why don't you send that call through, please?
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your names?
I'm Don.
I'm all.
Oh, yeah. I'm Scary Perry.
Lovely, I love it. I really do. I love everything. It's all beautiful and fluffy and lovely.
Mr. Rabs, you take some of your purple and pink pills, man.
Guilty. Lock me up in giggle jail.
I don't think there's such a place. I really don't.
Listen, listen. I want to apologize for something naughty I did. I had asked Walter to mention a few products on the show last week, and I never paid him.
Yeah, how much?
What's going on? What are you talking about?
Listen, listen.
Quincy?
It was rather a hefty sum. But, Walter, what should I do with it? It's yours, after all.
Yeah, Mr. Adams, I want to share the credit of that money with these guys. Oh, these two guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
The big three thing, nice, okay?
Thank
and,
you.
Well, and I want to donate all the money to cancer research.
Very classy.
In all our names. Donate it all.
How much money
is
it,
Wait a second.
Mr.
How
Adams?
Much money is it all?
Well, it was about 54K. And by K, I don't mean kisses, though I wish I did. I'm so high.
Why don't you just do
Listen,
a joke?
Listen,
just do a
Walter.
Joke.
Indeed we do. Can one of you please tell me who it was that granted the fish's wishes?
His fairy godmother?
I think it was. I really do. Honestly, I don't know. As I've alluded to previously, I've been inebriated by Big Pharma. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams.
See you, Mr. Adams.
He's wasted.
Oh, he's
so, guys.
Let me ask you something.
We donated that money to cancer research.
No, 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 no. No, I need the fucking money to pay my bills.
I just told him to donate the money to cancer research.
Oh, why the fuck is it that you don't bring up the amount of money that is supposed to go to me and stuff? And I mean, because I need fucking money.
Nothing. What are you talking about? He said he was going to give me the $54,000.
$54,000 is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and I said I want to share it with the three of us, and so we all get credit to donate it to cancer research.
Wait a minute.
Because we didn't
hold
win.
Hold on. Who's that pounding on the door?
It might be Dafina.
Dafina?
The what?
My friend.
The who?
Her name is Dafina.
Dafina?
Dafina.
$54,000.
Is she here?
$1,000.
Yeah, Dafina. There she is. Hi, honey.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Dafina.
That's
Hi,
Dafina.
I'm Walter.
Do you want to sit with me or do you want to sit with Don?
It's okay. I'll just sit with you.
Okay. She wanted to see the show.
So wait a second. So what's the deal? Defeated. How are you invited to come here? Put your head
You even said that you can that she can come.
I don't remember saying that. Who did I say that to?
You said it to me.
You got to talk to me about this, Perry. You don't just bring somebody here.
Oh, God.
Defeated, I'm not coming down on you. This is Perry's fuck-up.
So where are you from?
Chicago.
Wow. Do you ever have a Chicago hot dog?
Yes.
You know the band Chicago?
Yes.
Do you ever have Chicago pizza?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
You know, from what I understand, a lot of gay people are born in Chicago.
Yeah.
From what I understand, there's more gay people here in Hollywood, California than anywhere else on the planet!
Oh, let me quote your source, Perry. Where do you get the source of that?
I've read it on the internet.
What sites are you going on? Where are the most gay people on the planet?
Google.
You Google that? Wow.
Why would you ask me a question like that?
Why would you be
like
interested
that?
In that?
I'm not interested
then why,
in that.
How do you know that? You just said you went to Google and you
to
saw
ask
it on
him
Google.
Where there's the most gay people on the planet.
That's what you said to us,
it
Perry.
It is pretty interesting, scare man.
There's more faggots here in this town than there are in San Francisco. Because, you know, you always give me shit about going to San Francisco or even moving to San Francisco.
I don't think I've ever...
Liar! Liar!
So, well, how are you and Perry hooked up? What's the deal there?
Dafina called me up one day because she's got my stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
And of course my phone number's out there because of my skateboard company.
Of course.
And she gave me a phone call one day and she said she wanted to meet. So I called her back and she said that she was down in the marina and I says, "Oh God, I'm right here right now." So then we met over at Ralph's Market and we went to lunch.
Sweet. Ralph's? Which Ralph's?
Went on Admiralty.
Nice.
You are
That's a nice Ralph.
So then we,
date,
then
you?
I took her and my friend to lunch.
At Ralph's?
Excuse me.
No. At a, what? At a.
Hold on, what? Daphne wants to say something.
No, I'm sorry. I was
It's Dafina, not Daphne.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you have contacts in?
What are you talking about?
Your eyes.
No. These are my eyes.
I've never seen eyes like that, I swear.
Perry talks about my eyes all the time, too, don't
I? I don't talk about your eyes all the time.
You don't think I've got good-looking eyes?
No, seriously.
No, yeah, he's got bright blue eyes.
They're beautiful. He's they're nice. Thank
you. She likes you, dude. She likes
I know
you.
She likes me. She's a sweetheart.
So what's the deal with you guys?
Well, yes, we're dating. Yes, we're friends.
You're dating.
Yes, she's got a boyfriend in Chicago. That's her real boyfriend.
So what?
But she's more
for?
Of a friend of mine than a girlfriend.
Oh, so and you I accept, have and you had sex yet?
No, we're not going to have sex. She's got a boyfriend in Chicago.
What do you mean, no?
No, we. I have we're a not rule that, against.
Let me ask her. Defeated. What? Now, why won't you have sex with him?
I have a rule against sleeping with Italians. Actually.
Why?
I
don't blame you, first of all.
Well,
lowest form of life on this planet.
Oh, go fuck yourself, you Irish Mick.
The country I came from, Italians are actually, and I feel mean saying this, but they're like the Mexicans.
Of Southern California, okay.
Right.
I don't know.
They're filthy slobs. I understand.
Right. You know how you guys tell Polish jokes?
Yeah.
You tell like Italian jokes.
Okay.
I think Mexicans are awesome.
Me too. I'm a little stunned by that, but what
you're
saying
way better
is,
than Italians.
You know what's funny? I agree with you. Tell me one thing that an Italian has ever done in the history of mankind. Can you name
it? We sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America.
Weren't they lost?
Okay.
Though? Didn't they think they discovered someplace else?
No, we discovered America.
Yeah, no, they thought
that's
it was
one.
Indiana, and that's why they named them Indianas.
How can you discover something when people were living there?
That's again, a little arrogant. Christopher Columbus sailed across
ocean
the Atlantic and discovered America. It's in the history books, you fucking elementary school loser.
I'm an elementary school loser.
Yeah, you never fucking passed. You didn't even pass college. That's why you quit. Huh? Oh!
Did you ever take a college course?
Yes.
You know the rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1992, Scaremaster and Randy Callahan.
Oh,
I
fuck.
Can't rhymes with blue.
Blue.
Oh, it does. Hey, what kind of restaurant did you guys eat at for lunch?
The Mongolian.
What do you think he spent on that? On dinner?
I don't know.
It wasn't dinner, it was lunch.
Did you guys go see the aviators? You guys go see the aviators after that?
No.
No. If I had to guess, $20.
$20? That's all he spent?
There was a lunch between the three of us.
Who's the third person?
Daniel.
You brought your lawyer with you on a date?
My
for a girl that says my attorney.
I was with him.
Italian?
Look, I'm with him. We're doing my other stuff.
What's that? Suing people for no reason?
Fuck you!
Really?
It's family matters, motherfucker! Shut your fucking mouth! Or I'll fucking drill you into the fucking wall!
Really? Let me see you do that.
Dolphina, you want some tequila?
Oh. You're gonna drill me into the fucking wall?
Yeah, I do.
What's the matter, Scaremaster?
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to you. We're in the middle of a podcast. I gotta
talk
to you.
Yeah, the fucking podcast is over!
Is it?
Over! You insult me and embarrass me in front of my fucking friend.
I insult you.
It's despicable. You're a mean, hateful Mick, you fucking Mick.
Wait a minute. How did I embarrass you in front of your friend? Did I embarrass him in front of you?
No.
What was your opinion of Italians before you came in here?
A little bit better.
Before you came in here?
Yeah.
Okay, so
see, she likes me as a person.
No, she doesn't.
What do you mean, no, she doesn't?
If she didn't like me,
then she would not have called for me.
Can I ask her a question?
Ask.
Dizzy.
Her name is not Dizzy, douchebag. Her name is Dafina. Dafina. D-A-F-I-N-A.
All right. Yeah. You have a choice. You want somebody to fuck you. You want somebody to really take good care of your puss. Now, behind one door is Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the other door is me. What door?
Does she know which
behind
one is which?
She knows because it's a clear door.
Okay. And that's only two choices.
The only two choices.
Perry, don't get mad. But I have to pick Don.
Oh.
Why?
Well, because he's not Italian.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I have a friend. I don't know if you remember her from a Bob Seger concert. Tall, blonde.
No.
Name's Aaron.
No.
No? Doesn't ring a bell?
Mary Jane.
Yes?
Put your fingers in your ears real quick.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Do you remember going into a bathroom stall?
No.
With
Aaron? Really.
No?
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. He's been bragging about blowing you. I swear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have no recollection of this at all.
Yeah, she said that you're very blessed.
Well, mm-hmm. How about that apple?
Yeah.
And you know what? Perry always Mary Jane, take your fingers out of your ears. Perry always tries to say that size doesn't matter. You've said that before. You actually said a long time ago that prostitutes have told you that size means nothing.
Some, yes. Some, no.
Your honest opinion. Does size mean something?
Yes.
A level of importance, where would you say? Is it the highest or the lowest? Or somewhere in between?
Pretty much the first thing I look for in a guy.
Hey, why don't you two get a room?
Shut up, mole. Shut up. I got a room here in the back. There's a little bed back there. I don't know. It'd be crazy, but.
I can keep a podcast going.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the weather today is fucking with my neck.
Would you like to go back and see this room?
Oh, you want to just show me it?
We'll do Perry's movie time while you guys are gone.
All right. Well, let me introduce this, and you do your movie time, okay?
No.
What do you mean?
Because I got nothing to talk about.
We'll fill it in, Scaremaster.
It's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
What movie time? There's no movie.
All right, today,
you
Perry...
surprised me with doing this fucking show today.
Okay, Perry, last week
we're supposed to be on vacation.
Perry... No, we're not. Last week, Perry was supposed to do a movie, and he was told that he was supposed to do it again this week. It's called Across the Moon, and it was formerly called Tehachapi.
That movie is not on the market any longer.
Why don't you come with me?
Okay.
So now Don's going to fuck Dafina.
Scaremaster, let's talk about what's currently in theaters and people might want to go see. There's a lot of movies happening right now, and what interests you? There's a Japanese movie out called The Raid.
I can't believe this. I want to get out of here.
Hold on. We got to fill up Perry's movie time, okay?
This is disgusting. And this one stands there like and doesn't even worry about it.
It's Hollywood, man. You yourself said it's Hollywood. How about Damsel in Distress? It's the first movie from Whit Stillman in a while. You remember Whit Stillman?
Come here.
Greta Gerwig stars as the leader of a clique of well-groomed sophomores attempting to lift the spirits of depressed classmates by encouraging good hygiene and tap dancing. Damsel in Distress, directed by Whit Stillman, in theaters now. Come on, dude. You're leaving me hanging out here. Perry's movie time. Talk about movie. Pick a movie.
Star Wars. With Steven Spielberg directing the fucking thing. God, that's the 1977 or 78. That was a great film with Darth Vader. It was just the special effects were pretty awesome. Seeing the
who's your favorite Star Wars character?
The Ewok.
And that was today's Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
What'd you do with Dafina?
I don't know. She'll come back, hopefully. I think she got what she wanted.
She seemed really nice.
Dexter, come in here. Okay. All right, let's continue on here.
What the fuck's on your face?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Stop right there. Don't get it in your hair. Just rub it. It's very healthy, this protein.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Today, it's just three guys and one lady sitting around at a studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Karen, are you seeing anyone these days?
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Oh, Dolphiner.
Dafina.
How are things working out?
Well, I don't like what just happened.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Nothing happened.
What was that was just on your face?
Nothing.
I don't know.
It was icing from a cake that I gave her.
They're both adults, dude. Don't get all Sandusky on everybody.
Sandusky, yeah, whatever.
I got to tell you, thank you, Dolphin. That was a nice little relief thing.
Oh,
sometimes in the middle of a show, you get a little tense.
Can we smoke in here?
No, not in the studio. So, what have you been up to?
What do you mean, what have I been up to?
Girl-wise.
Girl-wise, you're looking at her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't know you guys were hooking up.
Yeah, we're hooking up.
Do you have anything to do with him at all?
Not more than friends.
We hook up as friends. We get together. We go out and have a nice time.
I didn't think it was Perry. It seems like you have feelings for her.
I got a little bit, and I didn't appreciate what you just did with her in your room.
I didn't do anything to her.
Oh yeah, whatever.
I didn't do anything with
her. Nothing happened. I wouldn't do that.
What
to you.
Was that on your face then?
I honestly don't know. Maybe
it was either
something.
Toothpaste.
It wasn't toothpaste. It smelled like bleach.
Or fucking a cum shot.
It was icy. Scare
Masters, don't be crude. It's guy talk, man. And there's a lady here.
We seldom have ladies during guy talk. Have you ever had an experience of like craziness? What's the craziest thing that you've ever done?
What do you mean? Craziest.
Like sexually. Craziest thing.
Okay. Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay, but it's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
Was it with an Italian?
Why would it be embarrassing?
Was it with an Italian?
No.
You ever do anything at a podcast before? Why don't you tell us that story?
Okay. Well, one time one of my friends asked me to go on a podcast show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
here in town or somewhere else?
Here.
Okay.
And so I agreed, and I showed up, and there was a really handsome guy there, and he wanted to show me around. So he showed me one of the rooms, and what happened was I went down on him in his bathroom.
You downed and abbied him.
See, yeah. I said so.
What?
Was it a good podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was a hit.
Did you talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah, I did.
You did right now.
Dude,
what are you talking about? Perry, she's talking about a different story.
No. This was not today.
It wasn't?
You went down on him right now.
No.
The story doesn't
come
out.
Yeah, bullshit.
I've had this thing for a week.
Bullshit. She fucking gave. She sucked your dick, didn't she? She fucking went down on your cock, didn't she?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Liar.
Why would I do that to you?
Because you're that kind of guy.
I wouldn't do that to you. You know that. Come on.
I'm now starting to not trust you.
Oh, great.
I love and appreciate you. You're a great person and everything. But now I'm starting to not trust you because of what you said about the Italians.
Well, that's not my fault. Look at your anger right now.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have bad tempers and, you know.
Name a famous Italian that's ever done anything in life.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, what did he do?
Mussolini. Marlon Brando. Al Pacino.
Any race car drivers or anything like that?
Yeah, I just said that. Marlon.
Marlon Brando wasn't
really good. Was a pretty good driver.
Mario, Michael, and Danny Andretti.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those guys. Wow. So there are a couple of Italians that have done something. Wow. Well, that was a pretty good guy talk.
Pretty good.
And once again, that was today's guy talk. What do you got there, Mole?
Well, this wasn't part of the Quincy thing. This was on my own. But do you ever get the hankering to go fishing wherever you are?
Not really.
That's why I've got the pocket fisherman. Now watch this. I'm gonna cast.
Be a little careful. Looks like there's a hook in the bottom of that. Yeah.
What'd you do, Scaremaster?
What'd you do, jerky?
Try to cast the Popio's Pocket Fisherman. Best casting reel you're going to find out there today.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, while you continue to cast and try to catch Perry, why don't we talk about this? So, Dexter, when you go looking for...
Her name is Delfina. Don't call her ignorant names.
When you go looking for food in the West Hollywood area, and I'm talking Thai food, where do you like to go?
Thai food?
I'll tell you where, if you haven't gone, you should go. What the Huck. That's for the finest in Thai cuisine. It's What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. What's the number, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Mole?
323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck. And don't forget, ask for your fortune cookie. Mole, why don't you read this for us today, okay?
Okay. Oh, wait, do you want to read it, Dolphin Lady?
ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man. I can't do it. Okay, man-on-man.
Okay, let me tell you this. The people at ASM Plumbing and Porn, they pay a lot of money to keep their ad going, so don't laugh at their product. Pick it up again. Why don't we try it again?
Okay, I'm sorry. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take... You have to do it.
Why don't you do it?
But don't take my word for it. Take it from a true American hero.
Good friend of the show.
Good friend of the show. Terrifying. And skateboard enthusiast.
He is no skateboard enthusiast.
Why
He's
do you continue to say that?
Terrifying.
He can't even ride a fucking board. I want to see that piece of shit on a fucking skateboard. I got to see him skate.
Take it away, Tim.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
What did he ever do in his fucking life? He didn't fucking... kill Osama bin Laden.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. June 25th is a big day. We're going to tape two podcasts that day. And what I want people to do is I want everyone to come. Because I don't know if we don't get things going here. You got him. Oh, right. Okay. Don't. Oh, look at him. He's putting up a fight there. Pull him in.
Got some action.
Pull him in. Let him go. Now yank it so it goes in his face more. All right, Mole, maybe we should put that down for
Spit
a second.
The hook.
We want you to send $10 to buy your tickets. That's $10 a person. There's no discounts. As a matter of fact, on the night of the show, it's $15. So order your tickets. Send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. And that's number 153, put that in there. Now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make a little money because I'm tired of Perry complaining about things. We need to get some things here in this studio to pay for to keep this podcast going. But we're trying to make money. We're going to sell some T-shirts. So if you want to buy T-shirts, I think we're going to have about five different designs, including the very famous Never Forget, June 26th, 1992. And so we're going to start selling
money.
These. Yeah, we're going to be selling these. We're going to try to make money, and we're going to try to have a big show. So, guys, if you're true fans, I don't know exact details yet, but we're going to try to get some discounts on hotel rooms. So if you want to get in touch with us and you want to come out here and see the big show, like I said, we're going to have this show. Lots of surprises, celebrity guests. It's at the world-famous comedy store. It's in the main room. So we want to get 400 people at least in there. Once again, that's June 25th, and then at midnight, it becomes the 26th, and that's the anniversary of the holiday, and we'll all celebrate it together. So that'll be a great time. Right?
I think all Windy City Heat fans out there are going to be coming out for a pilgrimage.
I've got some. I've got some skaters that are coming. Do you eat at McDonald's?
No.
Liar. You don't eat at McDonald's hamburger.
No, I don't.
You're full of shit.
Perry.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, remember when you guys used to take me to McDonald's over there on Sunset and buy me those tensies?
Yes. we had a game that we used to play. It was called Tenzies, where we would have 10 cheeseburgers during the days that they were on sale, and we could see
back
how many.
Before I was lactose intolerant.
Right. What were the rules?
Garamaster would eat Mickey D's. Mickey D's nuts!
Callback. Do you see? And you were saying at the earlier that we are not funny. That is a classic comedy bit.
Okay.
Where you call back a joke over and over.
Now, let's go back to McDonald's.
Garamaster, I'd eat 10 cheeseburgers.
You would eat like maybe 3 or 4, and then you would watch me, and then
that,
you would fucking.
That was.
Oh, finish him.
No, what would happen was this. I now do remember.
They would race.
We would have a race to see who could eat the most cheeseburgers in one sitting, and we would both have 10. You would always finish your 10, but I would barely get through my second one. You always killed me. You always beat me.
Always won.
Back to McDonald's. Now, do you remember when we were kids and there was a guy named Ronald McDonald?
No.
Well, he's going to be at the fucking show. The Ronald McDonald.
Is going to, you can guarantee that?
I got it guaranteed.
How's that? Same way you got Snooki guaranteed to be part of your thing?
No, Snooki's not guaranteed to be anything. I got guaranteed that Ronald McDonald is going to be at the show.
Okay. I would also like to personally invite, I don't know if he'll come because he hasn't contacted us yet, but a guy that I've heard is a Windy City Heat fan and also a Big Three podcast fan, New York Mets knuckleball pitcher, R.A. Dickey. I'd like to have him. I'd like to have him come, or at least send some kind of acknowledgement. I don't know, Dolphin, if you've ever heard this before.
But our favorite thing
that we do on this show is something that people love. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the podcast. Oops, I knew I forgot something. Do we have to say anything about the kid?
Oh, you know what happened was that we made a board game out of it, and the pieces were candy-shaped and toxic, and a lot of kids choked on them. And because of that, we can't talk about that board game or the kids choking because of pending litigation.
Hmm. Yeah, so
I just said it, though.
Oh, you did? So we can't talk about that?
And it's in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Propedic Industries.
Okay, well, anyway, Mole Play here on the show is an improv game that we play. And this is where Mole will set up a scenario. And the cool thing about that, sometimes we talk about something we've talked on the show. Sometimes Mole makes up something. Well, then he'll cast the scene. He'll direct the scene. Now, here's what I want from you, Mole. What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, today we're going to head to Pflugerville, Texas, where Scaremaster is reuniting with his daughter, Christina, and her new boyfriend, Lamont.
Lamont?
Here's the rub. They're trapped in an elevator.
I'm hearing.
Now, Scaremaster...
Why are we trapped in an elevator? This is retarded.
Just go along with it.
It's retarded.
Listen, it's popular because he makes it up. He has the golden touch. Let's go with
whatever
he says.
Scaremaster knows that this might be the last time he sees his daughter. And his daughter knows it might be the last time she sees her dad or Lamont, her love. But they're in an elevator. And it could fall at any time. It's really tense, but everybody really gets into it.
Question. Now, is this elevator stuck between floors?
It's stuck between floors, but the cables are starting to break.
Mm, interesting.
Scaremaster, you're going to play Scary Perry Caramello.
Oh, my God.
Dolphin Lady, you're Lamont.
I'm Lamont.
Dan, you are Christina Caramello.
Okay.
God.
This is the last time you can all make sweet love together. Hey, Mole Play.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. I hear the cables breaking.
Scaremaster assures his daughter that they're going to be fine.
We're all going to die.
Like a good dad.
Please.
Shut your fucking mouth, Dad. I hate you. I fucking hate you. You've done nothing except embarrass me. That movie made me
embarrass
the humiliation of the world. Everybody, you're Dad's that fucking idiot from the movie. And I'm like, I hate you, Dad. I hate you. I don't even call you my dad. Hey, Lamont.
Yeah, baby. You're a fucking moron.
Scaremaster knows his daughter's just
you're
scared.
You're a fucking moron.
Scaremaster
you're
like a big
sick,
daddy.
Pitiful fucking moron.
Scaremaster puts his arm around his daughter, holds her tight, and lets her know that everything's going to be all right because Big Daddy's here.
Big Daddy's here, yeah.
Get your fucking hands off me. You're going to rape me. Get it out there. Don't push me.
Lamont
step up for
Lamont,
me.
Lamont puts his arms around Christina to let her know everything's going to be okay.
Everything's
going to
be okay.
Lamont, what's that between your legs, Lamont?
Feel that?
Yes, I do.
You like it?
Oh, I love it.
Scaremaster looks over at Lamont, all over his young Christina, and puts his arm around both of them
Look,
to give him the blessing.
Blessing for what?
Unzip my pants, Lamont.
Okay.
Put your head down
God.
There.
You might die.
Okay.
Another cable breaks.
Oh, my God. Hurry, Lamont. Suck it. Suck it, Lamont. I don't give a shit if this guy's here. This guy's... Did you hear what he did in the bathroom in that movie? He was taking a crap. I was humiliated in front of my... Everybody else, I was humiliated by this man.
Scaremaster, take control of the situation, man.
God. What's there to control? The guy's a fucking animal.
It's your daughter.
Daddy, I love you.
Yeah, bullshit, you lion whore.
He's finally broken.
You called me a lion whore, you lion whore. But I'm your daughter, Christina.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, you only wish you were my daughter.
Connect, make a connection.
We're going to die. I want my daddy back.
I don't trust you.
Get your fucking hand off me.
Scaremaster reaches over and hugs Lamont. Christine turns around and gets in the action with both of them.
Oh, God.
Daddy.
Get your fucking hands off me.
Daddy. I want my daddy back.
They all hug big group hug.
Oh.
Big group hug.
Big group get together. And the final cable snaps.
Oh,
and that's Moleplane.
Ah! Nice.
Moleplane, let's play Moleplane. Moleplane, let's play Moleplane. Mole play.
That was a good mole play.
Pretty intense. The elevator had attention.
Yeah. I think the fans out there
I
are
think,
gonna,
I,
every
I'm
second
starting to
wondering,
think we were gonna
when
add
is a, that going to go down?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to add somebody new to this show.
Who?
Dafina.
Who's
you mean
Dafina?
Lamont?
Dafina. You want to be a part of this show?
You can't invite her to be part of the show.
Why not?
Because she's not a
she's
member
a
of the
cute
Big Three.
Girl.
You already did that.
Yeah.
She's
came
a cute
on.
Girl. She's my friend.
She's my friend now, too, right?
Yeah, she's your friend since she just gave you a blowjob.
Stop saying that.
I didn't.
That's not
don't
cool.
Don't be crude,
okay, it's not true.
What'd you do to him?
Let's just stop
there's
it.
Nothing.
Just stop
I don't even
what
know
was
what
that
you're
white
talking
shit
about.
Was
there
on
was
your
nothing.
Face? What was that white shit on your face?
Honestly, well, I must have walked into something.
It was probably the cake.
Don't
the
be
frosting.
Rude, Master.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, it is time to end this show.
Okay.
It was quite a show today, I got to tell you the truth. we went up and down. We had a good time here. I have to remind everybody about June 25th. What happens that day?
Party time!
Yeah, it's party time.
On the best day of your life, the 20th anniversary.
Best day of my life? Best day of my life?
I don't know.
No, it's called the
called
20th anniversary.
Of
it's
the
not
holiday.
A holiday.
It
it's
is
an
a holiday.
Anniversary.
To us, it's a holiday.
It's an anniversary date of me becoming
a
an
man.
Entertainer.
Is that the one?
And that's what I'm going to say it is.
Okay.
Because
so
I
it's the 20th
because,
anniversary of you becoming an entertainer.
Yes.
Which means
what?
Oh. He finally learned
that
how
was
to
my
play
first,
the ropes
that was
of
my
the show
first,
business world.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the first time I did a
so don't forget. Write that in your calendar. June 25th. It's a Monday night at the World Famous Comedy Store. You got to be there. Tickets are only $10, and hopefully the world is there. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, I have a new fucking Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Those motherfuckers wouldn't help me at all. I have a new Facebook account still under Don Barris. Become my friend. My Twitter account is simply Don1. Perry is...
Scary Perry 818.
And that's...
Well, and then he's also, his Facebook is Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R.
C-A-R. Now I have two Facebooks with Perry Caravello.
Oh, you
There's
are.
Myself.
I am Walter Malinsky on Facebook.com.
Would you have one there, Dolphin?
Dafina.
Dafina Machine Gun Lashie, you can find me on Facebook.
What? Sounds wild. That shows yeah. a little of your personality.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, don't forget also, if you want to see me live, I'm every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. I close the show out, and on Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show. You going to be anywhere, Perry? Bet it's not.
I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. soon.
Performing?
No.
You doing the Correspondents Dinner?
Are you really?
Possibly.
You're doing the Correspondents Dinner.
I'm doing something better.
What?
None of your business.
Wait a minute. Before we go, what?
I'm taking down some people. Legally. I got
oh,
some
wait a minute.
Issues.
You're going with Dan to try to sue judges.
No, it's...
We tell you everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, yeah. I'm taking down some attorneys.
Oh, didn't we tell you not to be involved with them?
Well, you know
didn't
what?
Didn't we tell you...
Let me tell you something. Dan's winning, all right? Dan is winning.
Yeah, he's going to take on federal judges and this fucking guy that's been disbarred numerous times for practicing.
Oh, well, we wish him good luck. Wish everybody good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Big three. See ya.